Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 1, 9 to 11. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." My theme for reflection is Patmos isn't a pause button. Patmos isn't a pause button. We often think exile, disruption, or disappointment means life is on hold. But in Revelation 1, 9 to 11, John discovers that what feels like a detour can become a pulpit, and what looks like isolation can become revelation. The problem is familiar. Faithful people do faithful things, and sometimes the reward is not applause but pressure. John says he is on Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. In other words, he did not end up there for being careless, but for being consistent. He doesn't introduce himself as a celebrity apostle, but as a brother and fellow partaker in three shared realities: tribulation, kingdom, and perseverance. That trial is crucial. Tribulation alone can make us bitter. Kingdom alone can make us triumphalist. Perseverance alone can make us stoic in the worst sense, enduring without hope. But John locates all three in Jesus. The suffering is not random, the kingdom is not fantasy, and perseverance is not sheer willpower, it is participation in Christ's life. Here is where the text turns from pressure to purpose. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. John is not merely enduring hardship, he is worshipping inside it. Patmos does not steal his Sunday. The empire can relocate his body, but it cannot confiscate his communion with God. And then comes the surprise. A loud voice like a trumpet commissions him to write. The place of confinement becomes the birthplace of a message that will strengthen churches across centuries. We don't always know the impact of our faithfulness, but heaven does. As Karl Barth put it, to clasp the hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world. John's prayerful spirit-attuned posture becomes an uprising, not with swords, but with a testimony that outlives Rome. In Daniel 7:13-14, we read, "One like a son of man receives an everlasting kingdom." John's exile might suggest Rome reigns. Daniel insists the son of man reigns. Revelation begins by retraining our eyesight. History is not finally steered by emperors, but by the enthroned Christ. The Stoics help us with one piece. Epictetus taught that we cannot control what happens to us, but we can govern how we respond. Christianity goes further. We respond not only with inner discipline, but with worship and witness, because the reason Jesus speaks, John is not merely coping, he is commissioned. So what does this mean for us today? It means your Patmos, that season of limitation, misunderstanding, or weariness may not be God's abandonment, but God's assignment. It means the Lord's Day is not just a habit, but a meeting place where God steadies the church and sends it back into the world with clarity. And it means perseverance is not pretending things are easy. It is staying faithful because Christ is Lord and still speaks. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where is your Patmos right now? What pressure, limitation, or disappointment is testing your faith? Number two, how might God be inviting you to turn that place into a space of worship and witness rather than resentment? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write a short note, text, WhatsApp, email, or handwritten to one person who is carrying a burden, and include one sentence of encouragement anchored in Christ's presence. Not just be strong, but the Lord is with you and your labor is not in vain. Lord Jesus Christ, you who spoke with trumpet clarity to John on Patmos, speak into our tired places today. Teach us to be in the Spirit even when life feels restricted. Make us faithful in your kingdom work, steady in tribulation and resilient in perseverance. Turn our discouragement into devotion, our silence into testimony, and our waiting into worship. And as we gather in your name, shape us into a people who hear and obey your voice. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.